Yeah, I was so excited to have the opportunity to record the Serenade, which I think is really his strongest work and one that is very undervalued and underplayed, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, because I had the great opportunity of bringing it to life on this recording. But I've loved the Serenade for 2 decades now and have toured with it extensively and performed it on numerous occasions. As you said, it's based on Plato's Symposium, which is a really raucous dinner party that 7 Greek philosophers decided to hold and talk about all the different dimensions and facets of love. And they're all also praising the god of love, Eros. And I thought it would be so fascinating to spotlight this work that is such an incredibly iconic masterpiece and pair it also with 7 different arrangers I asked to rearrange music from the American Songbook and classic movies. And there are 10 tracks with that beautiful song, literature.
And I'm curious now, so you had these other composers put these arrangements together, and then they come back with you with this music that they put together. And I'm wondering what was most surprising? What was the most surprising element from those pieces that you received?
You know, I've loved these songs for much of my life, and I've always craved to hear them on violin and always wondered why they were just specifically sung by chanteuses. Like, why can't it be played on violin? I was introduced to these 7 arrangers in a variety of different ways and had the tall order deciding which songs would go to which arrangers. And the arrangers are all just masterful, multi-talented composers slash arrangers slash conductors and slash, you know, orchestrators. And they've worked on a number of big Hollywood films. And so when I got the music, like, to Somewhere from Jack Redford, who's currently working on the James Bond film, it just, like, took my breath away at how beautiful the piece ended the album as well. He inserted these Irish kind of embellishments within Leonard Bernstein's Somewhere. And, you know, like, that was so personal to Jack. I really loved bringing in all those different kind of cross-cultural pollinating ideas together.
And did any of these arrangements and you performing these pieces with violin for the first time, did that change your connection to the piece?
Absolutely. It made it feel even deeper. It resonated so deeply already. You know, this music is just so beautiful and very spiritual, a lot of the selections. But to learn it from the inside out again, and to learn it through the eyes of these different arrangers, definitely gave me a different perspective of the pieces. And, you know, like, Wish Upon a Star, which is so magnetizingly just gorgeous, that the line, the melody is so simple, but yet to see how Brad Dechter, you know, felt it should be heard on the violin with high leaps and chords and full orchestra, and or Someone to Watch Over Me with my own rhythm section for the first time in my life. You know, that was really such a thrill to finally hear in the recording studios.